Everyone, it's Christian Fuchs here. I would like to say a big thank you to our fans and keep having our back for the upcoming Premier League season as well as the Europa League. Keep watching Leicester Fan TV. They have the latest news and they keep you up to date on leicesterfantv.com. So stay tuned and thanks for your support.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. It wasn't the result we all hoped for yesterday, but we want your views. We want your comments. Let us know what you actually thought to yesterday's match. Are there some positives we can take from it, or do we just move on and start to look forward to post-international break? This is your Fan Zone show. My name's Phil. Get your views in, get your comments in. And don't forget, we've got one of these away shirts to give away in this show today. Yes, welcome to the show. This is Leicester Fan TV. My name's Phil. If you're watching this live, get your views in, get your comments in. If you're watching it on playback, welcome. Do join us live every Monday at 7:30. And we're live on Sundays and on Thursdays and on Wednesdays. I've done that in all the wrong order. Let's get some hellos in there. Kaysen gets the first hi in. Then there's Amanda, Ben, James. Hello to you. Thanks for watching. We are streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, as you'll see. Twitter and Periscope. Nathan, coming to you in a minute. Tyler says, wish we get another striker, maybe on loan. Don't forget, it is transfer deadline day today. Are we going to make any last-ditch signings or not? Hello to Nathan. Ross saying it was a bad day at the office, but 3 wins out of 4. It is still really good. Lee is watching. Thanks, Lee. Good evening to you. Ross says at least we didn't lose to Villa 7-2. Or Spurs 6-1, we will talk about that. I'm hoping the legend that is John Sinclair is joining us very shortly. Good evening to you. Kevin says he's calmed down now, but look at results. We got off a bit lucky indeed. Aggie, good evening, Aggie. How are you, mate? Hope you're all right. Rob says three wins out of four, great start. We'll have our star players to come back in. Rob, would you like to see us sign anybody? There's a couple of hours left. Do you think we could? Do you think we won't? Richie's watching. Hi, Richie. How are you? What did you think? Somebody on Leicester Fan TV is watching. Don't forget, we are giving one of these away in this show. We've got multiple competitions going on at the moment. You can win one of these. You can win it in white if you want. You can win a retro shirt from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, whatever. You can win a mini cask of beer. I'm trying to remember all the prizes. And some personalised Leicester City goodies like drinks, cups and mugs. So get your views in and get your comments in. Kevin is saying, are the rumours about Raheem Gazelle? Yeah, I think he's going, isn't he? I think he's going to go. We've lost Silva. He's gone over the weekend. Diabati went about 10 days ago. I think Gazelle is gone. Who would you like to see sign in? Do you think anybody will come in? Read some comments from Brendan Rodgers earlier, and it sounded like he wanted to bring some players in, but it wasn't going to happen. Can't give Slimani away, says Casey. There's two or three teams interested in him, but if he doesn't go on loan, what are we going to do? Don't forget, the transfer window shuts tonight, I believe I'm right in saying this, for European transfers, but into transfers between Premier League sides, Championship sides, can go on for another 11 days, I think. So good to get there. Get me to Leicester City to sign on deadline day. That's Richie wants to sign. Can you play up top? Can you be a striker? Matthew is a West Ham fan. Thanks for watching, West Ham fans, to Leicester Fan TV. Come to gloat. No, he says, in my opinion, Sanko is massively overrated. Want to know your opinion. Loving the content. Thanks, Matthew. Got to be fair. Didn't think Sanko had a great game yesterday. What do you think? Andy Meadows says, has Damari Gray gone yet? No, not made a squad, I don't believe, yet this season. Do you think he should go? Craig is backing me up that Riyad Gazelle has gone out on loan. Try to remember. I'm engaging memory banks to see where he's gone. I can't remember. Come on, somebody tell me where he's gone. I didn't know. This is Paul saying, I didn't realise that Slimani was up for giving away tonight. We should be doing this. Let's add Sinky in. Sinky, good evening.
Hello. I've got a black shirt on. After yesterday, I've not got a purple shirt yet, but...
Well, you could win this, Sinky. Did you enter the competition?
No, I didn't think I should, being a hey, with you.
We're going to do the Leicester Fan TV Wheel of Fortune. I am going to drag it right out, Sinky, till the end of the show, though.
Sure you are, yes.
That's hook them in and then let them go at the end.
Yeah.
Somebody's just put, I can't remember who it was, let's get it back up on there. He said, let's get there. Here he, Paul says, I didn't realise that Slimani was up for giving away tonight, John.
It's no, like, I didn't either, no.
We could do like a live auction. Any teams interested in Islam Slimani, come and take him off us.
Yeah, it has been linked with one or two places that he might go, but and I'm sure they'll try and get that done by 11 if they can, but they might be able to do it later, as you say, because it depends where he's going to go.
Indeed. I just need to tell Reese, of course you're welcome to your opinion, Reese, as indeed you were yesterday. We always let fans come and have their say, even if we don't always agree with them or do agree with them. That's a different topic, John. Where do we start with yesterday, John? What's your views?
Well, it was disappointing, wasn't it? Given the start we've had, the three wins we've had, you sit down to watch the game. You've got to give credit to the opposition, though. They did a Leicester on us, really. They soaked up the pressure. They defended well. They broke at pace and they got the goals. Interesting what you say about somebody complaining about Soyuncu. He didn't have his best game. Let's be honest, he can play better than that. He complained about the foul before the cross came in. He wasn't at his game at the right time. And they score a pretty good goal. Antonio, very good. And then scoring on the break. Leicester, you know, could have got one back with Vardy. A strange miss from him. The Barnes one was unlucky. Could have got it back into the game. None of it happened. But I think, really, they deserved to win the game. And you look at it, you know, still not in a bad place. Out of four games, we've won three of them. You look at some of the other results that happened later, like Liverpool, for instance, you know, and Spurs against Man United, and you think, well, actually, you know, let's not get too concerned. It was disappointing. I understand that fans would look at it, but then you got no Pratt in the game, no Madison in the game, and we probably needed something a little bit different. And the fullbacks didn't get as forward as we'd like them to either.
Yeah. James says here, and I think this is interesting. He says a cross into Justin and Soyuncu for the first goal was pretty much the exact same as would for Burnley. Will definitely be a tactic for other managers. It did feel, John, a little bit yesterday. It felt like West Ham had done a number on us. It felt like they had sussed out how to nullify us, which I don't think. If teams do watch us, John, I do think you play that tactic, you can quieten us down.
Yeah, you've got to find a way through. We started to do that towards the end of the game. It was too late by then. But that's where you need your little bit of magic from your players like Madison and Pratt, we've talked about before, can help as well. So maybe just an element missing. Obviously, we saw Under come on in a difficult situation, let's be honest. So he's had a run out. He looked like a confident chap, but, you know, he's got to settle in. We got this extra defender on the bench as well. You know, so players to come back. We've got a few weeks, a few weeks for them to get fit, the ones that need to get fit. And then we go to play Aston Villa, which before yesterday's thrashing of Liverpool, I was thinking, that would be okay then. But their new striker got a hat trick, and that could be a very interesting game now.
Well, John, Aston Villa is our next game. Are they potentially doing a Leicester in the fact that they just narrowly escaped relegation last season and they've started this season with three wins out of three and suddenly it looks like the force is with them, John? And with a player Leicester were sort of linked with, this Ollie Watkins from Brentford, scored a hat-trick.
Yeah, he took it well, you have to say. And they made a few good signings, played Liverpool off the park. And to be fair, to Klopp, he acknowledged that and shook every hand of the Villa players when they went off. And that was nice to see. But you won't see that too often, I don't think, from Liverpool. But, you know, great credit to Villa. And they're up there, you know, they played a game less than some of the other teams as well. And unbeaten so far, and they're kind of up there with Everton. leading the way. But you look at Leicester in the table, and I'm not overly concerned at this point. If you'd have said to me before the season, we're going to win 3 out of 4 of the first 4 games, if you like, I'd been fairly happy with that. But yeah, yesterday's disappointing. As you say, it is a worry if we think teams have worked us out. I'm hoping that's not the case.
But John, I'm going to stir the pot here a little bit with you and anybody who's watching, because I've been watching Leicester a long time, like you have. So yeah. I'm all for this. Oh, if you'd have given us Europa League at the end of the season, we'd have took it when we've missed out on Champions League. To now we're saying, oh, well, if you'd have given us 3 out of 4 wins at the start of the season, I'd have took it. It feels like, come on, Leicester, we need to start to get over the line a little bit. West Ham at home, we really should have won it. And Tyler says here, John, he says, we really missed Dennis Pratt and Maddison yesterday. And somebody else was talking about creative midfielders. It did feel like we were passy-passy and not much creativity.
Well, it's exactly what I was saying at the beginning. How else do you kind of put things to one side? Yes, I wish we had got through to the Champions League, but we didn't. You've got to find a way to get that through your head. And a little bit like we lost yesterday, but we deserve to lose, looking at the game. And at the end of the day, we've won 3 out of 4. You've got to take a positive from a negative, Phil. Yeah, I'm disappointed we're not in the Champions League. I'm disappointed we're not 1-4 out of 4. But you've got to kind of say that's the way it is. And Brendan Rodgers in his post-match interview was, yeah, we weren't at it today. He was honest about it. Not much else he could say, really. You can only try and work out what to do in the next game.
Oh, John, you're so politically correct with some of this. It's fantastic. Chris says, should we have won with a better team selection? Did Brendan Rodgers get it wrong playing that defensive at home?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I was a bit surprised we played in the same way. I can understand it against Man City to some extent. Mm. And perhaps that there's an element of that. I probably wouldn't have gone 3 at the back, if I'm honest, from the off. We did eventually end up playing that way towards the back end of the game. But yeah, I think the formation did surprise me, and perhaps I wouldn't have gone that way. But, you know, hey, he made the choice and it didn't work.
Andy says here, and I think it's a good stat. I'm taking your word that it's correct, Andy. He says 73% possession, but no shots on target. When we scored that goal, John, the Harvey Barnes goal that was disallowed, that ticky-tacky, passy-passy football was lovely to watch when it came off that one time. But we were trying it the whole match, even with 10 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go. You need to have a shot sometimes, John, don't you?
Yeah, you do. But that I think you've got to give credit to their defenders a little bit. They were preventing it from happening. You know, Iheanacho came on. He was part of that little ticky-tacky thing at the end. And it looked like a good goal. I mean, it was like a threadbare offside, wasn't it, in the end? It's a shame it didn't count because it was nicely done. A little bit too much too late. But I was thinking then about goal difference, as perhaps everybody else does.
Yeah, Andrew says he's not so keen on the possession-style football. Well, I think, Andrew, it's here to stay, isn't it, Sinky? This is how Brendan Rodgers sets up his teams. When it works, it's great to watch. When we played it against Man City, when they came onto us and we had more room, it works. But I do feel there's going to be a whole raft of teams like West Ham who particularly come to the King Power and are either settling for a draw or a lucky, you know, away win.
Yeah, I mean, David Moyes sitting at home must have loved that because he's had a pretty good season so far, even though he's not been at the games. And their plan worked to a T. Yeah, OK, you can say that Leicester defensively were certainly poor. I mean, Kasper had much of a chance in either of the goals either. So, you know, again, I think we've got to get over it. It's credit to them. You've got to move on and think, well, you're still in a decent position. And things will hopefully improve. I mean, the proof's in the pudding in the next year. When we go into Europa League and we're playing Premier League games either side of them, that's the test, and that's why we need a bigger squad. I was reading on Twitter today that Leicester have been linked with a player from Werder Bremen called Milo Rashica, something like that. A midfielder winger. I watched a bit of film on it. The thing is, when you watch films of players, they're always scoring great goals. I mean, this has happened in the past, and I thought, oh, yeah, he looks like a good signing. But they were talking about 15 million. But there's all these sort of rumours I guess ahead of the transfer deadline tonight, but it sounded like from Brendan that we weren't going to get anybody in. You mentioned Damari Gray. It looks like he's staying, doesn't it? Because he was going to go out, but it doesn't look like that's happening.
Yeah, everybody's John. You want to see my YouTube clips, my highlights? Blimey, I'm gonna make one in my back garden tomorrow. Phil Holloway YouTube highlights. Somebody try and buy me for 20 million at this rate. I don't think that one's going to come off. I'm not sure if that was just Twitter nonsense, that story, John. I must admit, we shared the posts on it, but I'm not sure if it was Twitter nonsense or not.
So you were interested because you shared the post, I see, yeah.
I can confirm. I'm just looking at the transfer deadline deal on Sky Sports. At 7:23, it confirms that Rashid Gazelle has completed a season-long loan to Besiktas. So he's gone. We really didn't see enough of him. Again, I think he played 29 games, John. I'd like to see a bit more to make my own mind up about him.
Well, yeah, but he just didn't work for him. I mean, he obviously came in filling in a position that Mahrez kind of played in, and that probably made it tougher simply because you're naturally going to compare them. It'll be interesting to see if Unders, that's kind of his position, because, again, look at Perez yesterday, and he wasn't really in the game. He's just not doing it, is he? I was a bit surprised he was in the starting 11. I expected to be Under in the starting 11 from the off, but that didn't happen.
I'm going to ask, I'm just putting that on screen, John, about Perez, because it was a topic yesterday. I think, if I was honest, and I'd rather people say now what they think about Perez. I try to support a Leicester player, but I think the majority of fans, maybe just a small majority, aren't the biggest Perez fans. And again, I don't think we necessarily play him in his best position, John.
Well, that's arguable, but wherever he plays, and he always seems to be kind of like looking like he might do something, it just isn't happening. I just don't think he's at the standard that you would expect. And that's my view.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul is saying Perez is a bit lazy, and he was for Newcastle too. Matty Bond says Perez is poor, end of. Andrew saying Perez is too powder puff. Bit lightweight, I think he means by that. Worst game, this is Ross saying, worst game Perez has ever had in a Leicester shirt. On YouTube, BB370, sounds like a robot, says that was Perez's worst game for us since he joined. Mark Wright says, I don't think he is good enough. Or I hope he is for 30 million, John. But
do I mention Somani here? But he's gone out. Maybe Perez might be going the same way, because obviously we've got this Under guy who looked confident. Obviously he came in at a very difficult time in the game, so it's hard to assess how good he'll be. I think we've got to give him a bit of time.
I mean,
sorry.
Go on, John.
No, I was just going to say, we'll wait to see what sort of teams we put out in the next few games, because we're going to mix it about, given all the games we've got.
Yeah, John, it is transfer deadline day. So just for 2 minutes, I think it's worth reflecting a little bit on Leicester's transfers over the last, well, since we won the Premier League, just briefly. It feels like to me, it feels like we have to sign two players for one of them to work out and one of them not to work out. Because everybody's very excited about Fofana and Under and Castagna. And I would say, well, Castagna looks like he's working out nicely. Under and Fofana, the jury's out. And if you look at the stats, it seems to be every one we sign pays off and turns into a Ricardo Pereira. There seems to, or a Kagla Sionku. There tends to be a Benkovic, or there tends to be a Silva, somebody who doesn't make it, or a Gazelle, or a Diabati, or a Musa, or a, you know, you get the drift.
Yeah, I guess this doesn't just happen with Leicester. I guess, you know, you do your research, and you hope that the players that come in will fit in with the squad. We know that it's a really welcoming place to come. You certainly get that impression that people who go to Leicester are treated well. I think they're all given a good chance. But you look at recent signings and you think, well, OK, we've talked about Gazelle, we've talked about Somani. And when he first came, he was scoring headers for fun. It all seemed OK, but it went a bit wrong after that, and Gazelle was following on, as I said, from a pretty good player in that position. So there are lots of different factors there. But I'm hoping that, well, he talked about five signings, didn't he? We've got three of them. Let's hope that the two we haven't got are the two that wouldn't have worked out and that the other three do. But certainly Castagna's proved himself already to me.
Yeah.
To look useful. For Fana, we've yet to see. So fingers crossed we've got it right.
Yeah, Steve George says Benkovic and Silva not given a chance. Matty Bond again backing that up, saying Silva not given a chance and he was quality. I think we all know Silva was quality. I really liked Ibora. It didn't seem to work out.
I thought Silva was a bit of a sideways player. You know, he didn't really go for it for me. He just seemed a bit lost.
Sideways player, he'd have fitted in perfectly yesterday then, John.
Probably, yeah.
John, fixtures coming up. Boy, oh boy, is it getting busy. Obviously, we've got a nice little international break now. But talk us through. It's Villa and then it's, go on, who are we playing next?
Well, it's the team from the Ukraine after that. Don't ask me how to say it. And then
Zoya Luthanks.
Yeah, I'll let you do that.
Yeah,
and, we know about the fixtures, but we've got players going away on international duty. Obviously, Barnes, he's got one or three games he could be involved with for England that starts on Thursday, and my other horse in Wales. So that's always an interesting night. We hope to see him in one or two, maybe, of those games. We'll have to see. He's obviously going to rotate who he plays in each game. So let's hope that people that go away, other players will be going away, that they get back fit. And that the manager's got a bit of time to work for them ahead of that game against Villa on the Sunday, isn't it? I think.
Yeah,
it might be the Saturday, but they are looking at the fixtures and whether they're going to change them or not, aren't they, at the moment?
Well, we've got Villa at the first weekend back on the Saturday or the Sunday. Then we've got Zoya Luthanks on the Thursday. Then we've got Arsenal, which I think is going to be the Sunday.
Yeah.
On the 25th. Then we've got AAK Athens on the Thursday. Then we've got Leeds United and so on. It is fast and frantic, John.
It's exciting though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to be, if we're Europa League, Champions League, you're going to be in those sort of scenarios. It's exciting for the club. And this is where the squad really comes into it, and trying to keep people fit as well. So let's hope we don't get too many injuries. But, we need the squad to be healthy, and let's hope they can stay that way. It's a bit of a worry when they're going away, I think, for these couple of weeks. Certainly Mourinho has had his say about Harry Kane not playing too much. And that's been an interesting battle between him and the manager of England, hasn't it? That's been an interesting one to follow. It is what it is. But, hey, I'd rather have lots of football than no football at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Daz says we're not quite strong enough for the busy schedule in a short time, two or three games a week. JJ and we'll keep picking up injuries. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. James Hill says it's exciting if we win. David's still saying we need a left back. It's going to be a very exciting time, John, isn't it?
Why does he think we need a left back? I mean, because Daniel... there as well. And obviously when how long until Pereira comes back? Because he's going to be joining in the squad hopefully fairly soon. And obviously he'll probably go out on the right because Castagna might well switch to the left. So, we've got players coming back from injury and we forgot Pereira in the earlier, but, another good player.
Indeed, John. Right, I'm going to do this spin the wheel for the shirt. Do you want to hang around or do you want to say cheerio?
No, I'll hang around, see how it goes.
While I set this up, John, let's find a nice question for you to talk about. The games yesterday, Villa and Man United, Liverpool, Spurs, what on earth was going on yesterday?
Yeah, certainly with the Man United game, took an early lead, I thought, here we go. But credit to Spurs, they broke away. I'm a bit of a Son fan. I wish we could have him in our team, actually. But his link-up with Kane is really proving very useful. And Man United's defending was atrocious. I don't think anybody came out that with credit. Probably the only person that didn't do anything too wrong was the goalkeeper. So great, great win for Spurs. Mourinho was, not joyous afterwards, but kind of said, one of the best wins he'd had as a manager. And then later on, Liverpool, just strange to see them concede so many goals. But you've got to give credit again to Villa. Their new signing obviously proved his worth getting a hat-trick. So all-round good play from them. Let's hope they don't do it against Leicester. I'm sure Leicester will give them a more difficult game. So, look at the top of the table. We've got Everton. I won't mention them, but another good win for them at the weekend. And they're setting the pace, which kind of makes it a bit topsy-turvy up on Merseyside at the moment.
Indeed it will. John, can you see the Leicester Fan TV Wheel of Fortune?
Is that what it is? I thought my eyes were going a bit strange.
Yeah, no, it's our Wheel of Fortune. And I'm going to spin it now and we're going to see. There's been over 1,000 fans entered, John. So wow. Let's see who wins an away shirt. Yeah, it is.
Okay, spin the wheel. Nice music.
Who's it going to be, John?
I've no idea. How long did it take?
We're nearly there now.
Oh, who is it? You have to read that, I can't see it.
Chris Medhurst is the winner.
Well done, Chris. Did it say where he's from?
It's not that clever, John. Hang on, let's add me back in. I'm going to remove it. Bear with. There it's we go.
Pretty good entry, isn't it? 1,000. Goodness.
Yeah. Chris Medhurst is the winner, Sinky.
Chris Medhurst, well done to you.
Hopefully you
enjoyed the shirt.
Hopefully. There's lots of other competitions. We've got a retro shirt to give away as well. Mix Padgett straight away says fix.
Oh, for goodness sake. There's always somebody, isn't there?
Yeah. That's a fix. I didn't win. Thanks for that, Mick. Straight
neither
in there.
Did 999 others.
Yeah. Chris Medhurst wins. Well done to Chris. Sinky, thanks for joining us.
Okay. Take care.
We'll see you after the international break.
Yeah, a couple of weeks off. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks, Sinky. Yeah. I'm gonna let John go. That's great. Thanks so much to Sinky for joining us there. That was very good. Well done to Chris Medhurst. Mick is actually well done, Chris. Damn you, says Steve. Well done, Chris, says Mick. James Hill, that's nice. Good sportsman. Well done. I thought Gray Richardson paid you off, Phil, says Dad. Stop. Yeah, he was trying. Trust me. I think he got up to 20 quid for it. Mick Padgett. Oh, it was Mick as well saying, you can't buy me. I'm not for sale. That's what it is. Keith saying, thank heck I didn't win that maroonstrosity. I like Keith. It's growing on me a little bit. It is growing on me. I mean, I don't know if that's all the pies I keep eating, which is why it's growing on me, but it is growing on me. Thanks to all the guys at, I like to hope you know who they are now, but these guys help us with all the prizes and giveaways. So thanks to them, as ever, for supplying us with the T-shirts. They don't come for free. That's why we put these logos on, because they do stuff for us. Apart from buying kit, they help us buy cameras and such like, as well as all these prizes. Talking of prizes, we have still got a mini cask of Everard's Ale. It's their IPA. That is, you can win that on leicesterfantv.com. You can also win a 3 retro shirt, the Iron Coupe green one if you like, the Walkers one from the 90s, whatever you want. Go and pick which one you want. We've got shirts to win, and we've also got from Everything Printed a load of goodies that you can personalise with your name on it. Some mugs, Leicester City mugs, drinks cups, coasters, you name it. There's a nice little prize bundle there as well. So lots to go and enter on to the website, leicesterfantv.com. Thanks for all your comments. Have you got any last comments before we go? Gray says he thought we'd done a deal. Sorry, Gray, mate. Not this time. Jamie says, how's the same people always win the competitions? Out of, like, I think there was 1,320 entries in that, Jamie. And Chris, I've even forgot his name, said, what is it? Chris Medhurst. Now, if it had been Andy Medhurst, I'd recognise that name, but it's Chris, so maybe they're related. I don't know. Any deadline day news, says Imtiaz. All we've got is Rashid Gazelle has definitely gone out on loan. That happened just before it. So that's the only one that happened so far. I don't think there's going to be another transfer today, sadly. But we'll see. Keep your eyes on it, Mick. See you soon. I'm off as well. It's 8 o'clock. It's time to go. Don't forget, Wednesday night, Tom is doing the Fox's Tales show this week. It is with Dave Smith, who is half and half of the team that writes the Fossils and Foxes. So loads of stats and facts about Leicester City, about the last, well, 100 and something years of Leicester's history on Wednesday with Tom interviewing Dave Smith. Thursday night, do you know what? I think Lox is sunning his golden hair locks away. So I'm not sure there's going to be a fan zone show this Thursday. And Jamie, well, there's not much. Well, there's lots to talk about. I think Jamie will be doing Fox's Aftermath show this Sunday because he loves doing it with you guys, if that didn't sound too weird. My name's Phil. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks for everybody who entered. And thank you for all your comments tonight. Subscribe, like, share. You know the biz. We'll see you soon.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.